This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 23, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, affordable housing isn't just for the jobless and homeless, but more often is for college-educated people working jobs that don't pay enough for them to afford high rent on the North Shore. Carly McLean, executive counsel to the Lynn Housing and Neighborhood Development, made the point during a panel on affordable housing Thursday at the North Shore Association of Realtors membership event and expo held at the Danvers Port Yacht Club. McLean stressed the importance of whom affordable housing serves in response to a question on whether those who live in affordable housing receive services to help them move into a higher-paying job and out of a housing program. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. The debate on a proposed rail trail in Swampscott is getting heated up. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, an already heated debate about whether the town should go forward with plans for a proposed rail trail intensified Wednesday night during an interruption-filled attempt by the Board of Selectmen to conduct an informational meeting before next week's special election. Gayla Cawley writes on today's front page of the Daily Item, a warrant article approved at town meeting by a 210-56 vote last month would have allocated $850,000 for the design and engineering of the trail location within the National Grid Corridor, as well as the legal fees and costs for acquisition of the easement rights. Before the vote, the Board of Selectmen asked residents to submit questions about the rail trail and were addressed at their regularly scheduled Wednesday night meeting. More than 60 questions were submitted, but some residents who packed the room wanted to also have their thoughts heard during the session. With chants of "Let her speak" heard while one of the residents tried to make a statement before the questions were read, she was told that she could make her statement during the resident comment. The exchange prompted a response from Naomi Dreeben, chairwoman of the Board of Selectmen. Quote, "This is a Board of Selectmen's meeting," Dreeben said. "This is not a public forum. This is our meeting. We are a board elected by the public." That comment prompted a response from one member of the audience who said, "We are the public." Dreeben said she was not going to be bullied into changing the agenda. There were additional exchanges, and there are more details on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill, thank you. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News. Peabody homeowners will see a $37.50 hike on average in their water and sewer bills under new rates set by the City Council on Thursday. Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt initially asked for twice as much earlier this month, but after some pointed suggestions by councilors during budget deliberations last week, he offered a compromise of a 5% increase on the current rates. He had planned to only seek a 5% rate hike to help close a long-running gap between water and sewer revenues and expenses. Mainly, it would pay for upgrades to aging water and sewer infrastructure. But that problem was greatly exacerbated this spring after a fire badly damaged the city's water treatment plant in South Peabody. The mayor is quoted as saying, "Over time, we were simply not billing enough to cover our expenses." With the Coolidge Avenue facility out of commission, the city has had to rely on water from the Massachusetts Water Resource Authority to make up the difference. The plant provided water to most of the city. More on this story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester City Hall, Sawyer Free Library, and the Rose Baker Senior Center, among others, soon will all have first aid kits that include the anti-overdose drug naloxone, thanks to a project spearheaded by the city and the Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative. The placement of 4 milligram doses of naloxone, commonly known by the trade name Narcan, is coming through a donation from Adapt Pharma, the suburban Philadelphia company that manufactures the drug. Overall, Adapt donated 10,000 doses worth $750,000 to PARI, which works with 260 police departments and health organizations nationwide. The drug is administered in nasal spray form and temporarily reverses the effects of a heroin or opioid overdose. John Rosenthal, the PARI co-founder and board president, is quoted as saying, "I am so impressed and grateful to Adapt and its life-saving leadership." More on the story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. And Ray also points out that the PARI program will be celebrating its second year of working with police departments in Gloucester and across the nation in the fight against opioid addiction with a reception and awards ceremony Wednesday, June 28 at the Gloucester House Restaurant on Roger Street. The program, set to run from 6 to 9 p.m., will include presentation of 3 scholarship awards to graduates of the Gloucester Angel Program, which is supported by PARI. The Angel Program continues to allow addicts to come to the police station and gain placement into a treatment and recovery program without facing arrest on drug possession charges. Since its launch in June 2015, the Gloucester program has taken in 550 addicts, and more than 10,000 people have been helped nationally through PARI's more than 250 law enforcement department partners. Tickets for the event, which will include a light buffet and cash bar, are priced at $20 apiece and are available online by visiting PARI Awards event /Brite, BRITE.com. You can find that story in today's Gloucester Times, written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The North Shore Navigators at home at Fraser Field in Lynn last night swept the doubleheader from Bristol. They'll play at Bristol in Connecticut tonight. Again, it's All-Star Week starts on Sunday with the awards ceremony Sunday morning at 10 at Manning Field in Lynn. Later that day, the softball game will be played at noon at Fraser Field, and the baseball game will follow at 2. On Monday, it's boys and girls basketball at Lynn Classical High School. The boys at 6, the girls at 7:15. On Tuesday, it's soccer at Manning Field. The girls at 5:30, the boys at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, it's lacrosse, also at Manning Field. The girls' game at 5:30, the boys at 7. And then it's the 56th annual Harry Aganis All-Star Football Game, Thursday night, June 29th, at Manning Field in Lynn. And be sure to check out our website, msonewsports.com, next week for coverage of the U.S. Senior Open at the Salem Country Club in Peabody.